This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, love for God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Arm Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously love for God is something that we have in our hearts as believers, as Muslims. And the important thing is that this really needs to, in a sense, be the big love. Now, it doesn't mean that there's no space in our hearts to obviously love our family, love our children, love our friends, love neighbors, just love fellow human beings. But there is that one love that takes priority, which is the important thing. And obviously some of our scholars have talked about this, that there's not really space in our heart for more than one big love. Because obviously imagine yourself, if our heart is full of love, let's say, just for the spouse, and everything is about the spouse, well, where is the love for Allah? So we need to be very careful. And obviously we're told that, if we can, through our love for Allah, we can develop the love for our spouse. Through our love for Allah, we develop better our love for our children. We develop better love for our whole family, our relatives, for neighbors, for believers and humanity in general. That's really where love for others is grown, in our love for Allah. So that's one way of looking at it. But I also wanted to mention some very beautiful words that Sheikh Qasim Soleimani had written with regard to this idea of love for God, love for Allah. And maybe this is something that can inform us a little bit, just how big our love for Allah should be and how much it really needs to, in a sense, permeate our whole existence. Welcome back to Aid Said here on Arm Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And also I'm talking about the love for Allah that Qasim Soleimani expressed very beautifully. And I'll read his words in a moment. So he had truly filled his heart with love for Allah. So he was very intentional, very purposeful on this path, on the straight path, defending true Muhammadan Islam with all his existence and with everything he owned in this world, really. So his words were, and maybe we can sort of take this on board and ask ourselves whether we can sort of emulate this in some way, what he had achieved, what he was doing for himself. So Qasim Soleimani wrote, "I asked God to fill all the arteries of my being and all my capillaries with his love. Fill me with his love." And obviously, so the example he's given here is quite beautiful, because obviously we could easily say, okay, so all my arteries, so the main parts of my being, my sort of the bigger, vehicles of transport of my blood, in means of transport of my blood in my body, are filled with love for Allah. But no, Qasim Soleimani goes further. He says, all my capillaries, so even the smallest of veins, are filled with love for Allah. So this is how big it needs to be. So everything about us needs to be our love for Allah. And I was just sort of wondering, thinking, so how do we get to that stage? And the only word that came to my mind was, well, maybe if we're just more, even more grateful to Allah, obviously that increases our connection with Allah. We're talking more to Allah. And maybe that can, in a sense, almost fill even our capillaries with this love for Allah, if we're just grateful the whole time. So I pray that this is something that we can truly achieve. And I'll say that. So that was it for today. A big lesson on self. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arm Beings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.